Podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is your New Constructs Weekly Market Update. Visit us at newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor, and market veteran, David Trainer.
Banks, the big banks, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America. These are the mega banks these days, and people made a lot of money these in the last few years, especially coming out of the recession. They were down to their luck, and I'm telling you that the ride is over, especially with Bank of America and Citigroup. These are companies that have grown beyond their own best interest, cobbled together acquisition after acquisition after acquisition. These are complex organizations. The software has not been integrated. They don't even have really software out there that can handle all those things. That's why you have, even at some of the better firms, like a JP Morgan, that's why you still have, every now and then, somebody accidentally makes a $7 billion trading loss. All right? Whoops, hey, we just lost $7 billion. That's a serious lack of internal controls. And my big point is, you know, the banks are in trouble for a couple of reasons. Number one, too big, too complicated, not really fully integrated. Nobody really knows what's going on. And I hear this from an accounting perspective too. We get pushback in our investor advisory committee meetings when we talk to the FASB about having some of these banks provide more detail with respect to their hedging strategies. And they say to us, oh, well, we think that's too much work. And my response is, wait a second. What you're telling me is that they can't put together a coherent or cogent representation or report on what all their hedging strategies are. Well, they say it's all too complicated. I said, well, listen. I don't really care if they can't do it or if it's too much work for them. We need to know what it is. And if, by the way, they can't put that together easily because they don't already have that organized internally, well, then I want to know that too, because that's a big red flag. The second reason is regulation. All right. You know, there's a lot of kind of wild articles, you know, the giant squid article in Rolling Stone about Goldman Sachs, which was a very good piece, and a lot of media attention paid to the fact that these banks really rip people off in an egregious, dumbfounding, in your face, unbelievable way, and nobody went to jail, and people go to jail for far lesser crimes all the time, and all that's very true, and a lot of people were calling for somebody's head. Or lots of heads, for that matter. And nobody's head got chopped off. But what I will tell you is they put sort of the python of regulation on these guys, slowly suffocating them and their businesses to earn lower and lower returns. They made a lot of the things that I believe to be technically illegal activities, like proprietary trading. Those have been made mostly illegal. And if they can get around it, it's much more expensive. So the really high return, high profit, high risk, high reward activities that these banks were engaging in, because at the end of the day, it was low risk, high reward, because they didn't take real risk, because at the end of the day, they passed that risk on to taxpayers. Those activities have effectively and mostly been removed. And those activities made the lion's share of profits. In fact, subsidized the rest of the businesses, such as consumer banking and most of the lending. And now that the high return activities have been taken away, you've got what is ultimately a less profitable franchise, a lot of less profitable activities going on. And I'm saying, in addition to that, they don't even really hardly know what's going on in those activities. That's why some of the egregious trading errors and some of the mortgages that were written, you know, things were going on. It was clear that a sane person was not really paying close attention, because there's no way that the risk that those endeavors implied would have been taken by a sane person. And that's because they just don't really have good people watching, and they don't have systems sophisticated and integrated enough to pay attention for all that. So if you're going to be in financials, be in the companies that we rate attractive, right? A lot of insurance companies, Travelers, we made a lot of money, and Cigna, we made a lot of money, and Chubb, we made a lot of money, and we recommended to clients a long time ago that they make money in those stocks too. Those are much better businesses. They haven't been overrun with regulation. They're cheap, right? And they've been around for a long time. They've always been profitable, and they'll continue to be profitable. Right now, you can get them at a great bargain. I recommend you focus on those and not on the banks. That's the one place that Kramer and I agree. In fact, I couldn't believe it when he said that this morning. He said, actually, stay away from all financials. I disagree with that part, but it's the first time in a long time he hasn't said be in the big banks. And I think he's coming to the realization that, look, that these businesses really aren't that profitable. They've lost the profitable parts of their business, or the profitable segments of their businesses have gone away or been greatly diminished, and they're now left with the ugly parts that really, truly investment banks didn't ever really want to own, right? Until they removed Glass-Steagall, investment banks had wanted nothing to do with commercial banking and consumer banking. They wanted nothing to do with those businesses because they're low-return businesses. They're low cash flow businesses. They're not all that profitable, not compared to the investment banking side. But when the investment banks could pull those together, they brought those two businesses together because they made so much money on the investment banking side that they could subsidize getting into the consumer side with enough scale so they could actually make some profit there too. At least they thought. And now everyone's in that business. So there are no scale advantages because they're all major, huge banks. There are no scale advantages. And the profitable parts of the business that used to subsidize getting into or paying for investing in the infrastructure to require that scale is gone. So you're left with businesses that aren't so great, highly regulated, and not so profitable. So definitely avoid the worst of the worst, Bank of America, Citigroup. Wells, of all those banks, is the best. They've had a great reputation. They've done great things for a long time. But even they are ultimately really just not in a great space. Focus more on insurance companies or more the specialty financial companies like the ones I mentioned before that get an attractive or even very attractive rating from us. And that's where you should be if you're going to be in financials at all. And in general, if you're going to be in stocks at all, as I've said before, focus on those stocks that have the right risk reward. And those are stocks that get a attractive or very attractive rating from us. As a matter of disclosure, we own Progressive, Cigna, Chubb, and our hedge fund. Thank you.